Looking for an awesome place to host your draft party? Look no further than Hooters. With tons of TVs, free Wi-Fi, world-famous wings, and ice-cold beer, you're probably thinking, it doesn't get any better than that. But wait, at Hooters, it does. Every fantasy league gets a free draft kit and over $200 in Hooters swag. Join us for fantasy football, done Hooters style. Book now at Hooters.com/football. That's Hooters.com/football. See you at Hooters.
Why has Bill Curry been your hometown Ford dealer for nearly 60 years? It starts with one of the industry's best lifetime warranties for new and pre-owned vehicles, enhanced by 10-year roadside assistance and free maintenance for a year. Also included are nitrogen tire fills, F-150 and Super Duty bedliners, paint and fabric protection, and more. Add an extensive inventory and concierge customer service, and it's easy to see why Bill Curry is still Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. On Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And yes, it is presented by Hooters. If you go to originalhooters.com, you can find the nearest location in the Tampa Bay area of their 11 around the Tampa Bay area. For those of you around the country and around the world, it takes a simple online search to find your nearest Hooters location. Remember, and we can attest, we're going to talk about it in a moment. It's quite the venue. It's tradition. Hooters girls, cold beer, world famous wings, for a fantasy football draft. They will provide you a draft kit if you sign up online, a draft kit from CBS Sports Fantasy, because we had them working all over the restaurant last night with the largest Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event ever. You know, I have aspired to make the draft event bigger every year. We've done that. If it's any bigger next year, I think I might lose my mind. Not that that's a bad thing. You guys can all laugh at me. But yes, Hooters. Now we are in the window. We are in the window for these next, 10 days. This is the window to be hosting your fantasy football draft. I told you guys, if you draft before Sunday, August 25th, you're going to regret it. There were those of you who did it, namely whatever league O.J. Simpson's in. And I know many of you saw that, or we'll go find it now. Hooters was really wonderful to us last night with our official Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event. We expanded to three leagues last night, all drafting at the same time. We didn't fill 50% of the restaurant, but we filled about 30 to 35% of the restaurant, because I'm counting the tables outside. I want to thank everyone that came out that's playing in the various three leagues. Ira Kaufman is back drafting both holdout running backs. Everyone thinks Ira knows something. I don't think Ira does. But he took both holdout running backs in Elliott and Gordon. Everyone playing against Ira Kaufman, including Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford. I am certainly friendly with Sean and the dealership at Bill Curry Ford. So thanks for coming out, Sean. Let me just say this about Sean. I loved his enthusiasm. So the Ira Kaufman League, as we call it, the Hall of Fame Fantasy League, because Ira presents all the Buccaneers for potential induction into the Hall of Fame. There's only 32 of those jobs in the world, and Ira has one of them. It is his job to convince the other 31 that said Buccaneer player is worthy of Hall of Fame induction. So Ira really got into this in recent years with the fantasy football, and I touted him as a threat this year. Sean Sullivan, who does his own football scouting when he's not taking care of people and their automotive needs at Bill Curry Ford, was really passionate about being in the Hall of Fame Football League. So I got their league seated, draft order started, and then went away because I had to commission my own league and draft in my own league actively, a 12-team league. With a lot of good players, the Todd Wright Tour League. And then I go back over there later, and every time there were two constants with Sean from Bill Curry Ford. One, talking football. Two, eating. Now, the guy's got less body fat than Antonio Brown, and every time I saw Sean from Bill Curry Ford, he was eating. So great metabolism, in addition to running a terrific car dealership. Thanks for coming, Sean. Good luck, Ira, with the two holdouts. So I wanted to mention the Hall of Fame Football League. I'll review that draft in a later podcast. We also had the Moneyball League. I created an 8-team league, and I only have the first overall pick, and then I leave. And the other 7 owners do a snake draft and pick whoever they want. And now I have 72 hours from the undrafted pool of free agents to fill out the remainder of my roster. I took Saquon Barkley with the first overall pick. Then they all got 13 rounds of drafting. And now I've got to find 12 other players. So we'll review. You're probably wondering, well, who's left? Again, it's an 8-team league. I didn't want to do this experiment with a 12 or a 14-team league and have no chance to build a roster and compete for a championship. The results might surprise you of what's available to me to put together my roster, and we'll talk about that in the next edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. But another quick shout out to Hooters, specifically at the Hillsborough Avenue location in Tampa, that's hosted us for this draft event every year. Thank you, Bobby Pena. Now, Bobby, come play in a golf tournament, for crying out loud. You talk about it all the time. You're always great to us and me when I come in. You gave me everything I needed last night. When I needed one more table, because we had that many people, you gave me the table, and it was a good table. That was the table Sean was sitting at from Bill Curry. You gave me that table, and Dakota was waiting on that table, and she's wonderful. Thank you, Bobby Pena, manager at that specific Hooters. Make time to come play in a damn golf tournament. You had a foursome like a year ago, and you didn't even show up. So thanks to Bobby Pena. Also, Tony Metzler is the manager of Hooters at John's Pass. He plays in one of the leagues every year, so I'll talk about Tony. He was there. Everyone in Hooters was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I play in Todd's Fantasy Podcast Draft event. In addition to Dakota, who I met last night, who was waiting on our extra table, I asked and received Ty, Hooters calendar girl, works the bar there every Thursday night, and Camilla, who we met when we did a TV segment for Bay News 9 Spectrum Sports 360 about a month or so ago. All of my players were very polite and gentlemanly and kind to Camilla or Ty, because they know if they're not, I'll kick them out of the league. Nobody treats the ladies that way that are waiting on us. So thank you, Camilla. Thank you, Ty. Thank you again, Bobby Pena, and thanks, Dakota. All right, so the results are, and I even say this to some of the people that played in my league. I don't expect you to make my podcast league your priority. I don't. I don't want to be your priority. I want you to have fun with this. There's no money to play. The only money you spent was for your wings and your beer last night, and hopefully a good tip for Camilla, Dakota, or Ty. That's it. And if you win our league, you get either a prize from JoeBucksFan.com, Buccaneers related. You get some free golf for me playing in a Todd Wright Tour golf event or otherwise. Or, like, we have Bengal Ralph in the league this year from an ambassador for the Todd Wright Tour. If Bengal Ralph wins, I'm going to get him some very unique Bengals item that he will appreciate. So there's no fee. So I've told some owners, and if you missed out on this, remember this for next year. You can use this as a dry run if your draft is still coming up by playing in our league just for fun. And I don't expect you to draft and bail, because then I'm going to come to your house with a group of my golfers and we're going to toilet paper your place. Old school, like when I was at Seminole High School. No, you're going to play out the season, but just play it out for fun with the rest of us. Use this as a dry run for trends that you might not have seen coming that can help you with your own personal draft. So let me run down. My league was 12 teams. Of course, I'm standard scoring because I'm anti-PPR. It is outdated. It is not necessary anymore. Tight end is not mandatory. It is a wide receiver tight end flex. Let me say this one more time to you guys, because as I set up everything via Yahoo for all these leagues, do you know how easy it is to change from a mandatory tight end starter to the wide receiver tight end flex? This is how easy it is on Yahoo. On Yahoo. I just had one of those over the weekend. Sorry. I hadn't had a Yahoo in about 12 years. Sorry. So when you go to set up rosters for your league as the commissioner on Yahoo, the first position is quarterback. The second position is running back. The third position is wide receiver. The fourth position is tight end. The next line, the line immediately below tight end, is wide receiver slash tight end flex. It is the next line. It is this simple on Yahoo. You take the one that is in the tight end category, make it a zero. Go to the next line below for wide receiver tight end flex, click that from zero to one, and you've modernized your league. I did it 5 years ago. It's time. There are not enough tight ends to go around. It is the shallowest draft pool in fantasy football, and tight end is a misnomer now. All the big-time tight ends often play off the line of scrimmage, not lining up next to an offensive tackle with their hand on the ground. All right, but I just wanted to tell you how easy it was. It's right there. So in our league, the draft order. Val was there, the only woman owner, and Val knows her shit. Bengal Ralph from the Todd Wright Tour. Bob Fenton from the Free Stretch podcast. I know. You say his name's Bobby. Okay. Two people call him Bob. Me and Mom. Yeah. Mama Fenton and me. So he was out there representing the Joe Bucks fan team, which, because we had a couple no-shows, I had to flip the Joe Bucks fan team from the Ira League to playing in my league, which I'm sure is a shock to Isbits. Greg Barker is back. Greg, military guy, known him forever, very good golfer, plays in Todd Wright Tour events. Greg was there. Dennis Phillips was there. The chief meteorologist for ABC Action News, and Dennis came with his son, a recent graduate of the University of Florida. Thank them both for coming out. The pictures are on my Facebook and my Instagram pages. Facebook, I'm just Todd Wright in Tampa. Instagram, at Todd Wright 2019. Mike Lentz was there, store owner of Papa John's of Tampa Bay, who cater all my golf tournaments. Robert Wright was there. Robert plays in virtually every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Robert and his wife comes out. What a wonderful lady she is. Robert won the league, this league, 2 years ago. Seth Kushner was there. Earlier in the day, I was on Bone Fantasy Live, hosted by Seth Kushner on 102.5 The Bone. Seth, also the executive producer and co-host of Drew Garabo Live. So he was representing LOD and 102.5 The Bone. Seth's in the photos I mentioned on Instagram and Facebook as well. Mark Fitzpatrick was there. Ironically, Mark Fitzpatrick, who runs the Lou Piniella Charity Golf Classic and noted Atlanta Braves apologist, Mark was in my personal league, the Foundation, last year, had a conflict with our draft date this year, so I flipped him to my podcast league. Thanks for coming, Mark. Bill Eisman, Todd Wright Tour golfer, who won our league last year by winning, I think he won his last nine games in a row. Won the last nine games of the season, regular and postseason. Amazing run. He was back. And then Tony Metzler, manager of the Johns Pass Hooters. All right, so the first round went like this. In order, Barkley, Kamara, McCaffrey. At four, what do you think? Davante Adams. I agree with the pick. I hate that Greg Barker made it, but he made it. Zeke went five to Dennis Phillips. Then Le'Veon Bell went six. Nick Chubb went seven. So he went RB6 in our draft. Chubb continues to move up. It's a combination of red flags on RB1s like Zeke, Bell, David Johnson, Melvin Gordon, etc. Todd Gurley, and just the momentum of the Cleveland Browns. Right now, there's just all this positive momentum about the Browns. And Chubb, when given the opportunity last year, made some majorly explosive plays in the running game. And you do have to think a lot of defenses against the Browns are going to be worried about their passing offense, and Nick Chubb might take advantage of that. So Chubb went seventh overall in our draft. I picked eighth, DeAndre Hopkins. If I can't get Adams, I'll take Hopkins. They're about equal to me, so I took Hopkins at eight. Seth followed me with Michael Thomas. I admired the pick. Wide receiver three, I agree with. Ninth overall tells you about the red flags on running backs. Then Tyreek Hill actually went 10, a little higher than his normal ADP, but he goes 10. Then James Conner went RB7 in our draft to the defending champ. So if you're saying, yeah, that guy doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah, that's a guy who won the league last year by winning his last nine games. So he took Connor, who we all know was the lottery ticket last year, if you had him, with Le'Veon Bell not showing up. Connor's numbers the first 2 months, fantastic. After that, okay. Last pick of the first round was Julio Jones. Second round went Joe Mixon. Then, as I like to say, Kansas City lead running back. I don't think anyone's drafting Williams. They're drafting the running back of the Chiefs. It could be a next man up situation, which is why I applaud the Thompson pick that Mike Lentz made in the eighth round. Juju went third pick of the second round. Then Seth took David Johnson. So David Johnson fell to the 16th pick overall in our draft. I took Dalvin Cook, which was kind of where I slotted him. If I'm going to take a wide receiver one, then I'm probably going to, you know, I'm looking at, I got to get a running back. Is Cook an RB1? No. To me, this is the start of the RB2s, but there's enough there that I'm okay with taking Cook in this spot and at least getting a placeholder on my roster at the always rapidly disappearing running back position. The Vikings may run the ball more this year. Look, I don't think Cook's going to play the entire season and avoid bad health, but I think I'm hoping he'll be able to do more than he's done in recent years. Kelsey went next, then Beckham, Gurley, to Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News. Gurley was the, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20th overall pick. Interestingly, Dennis Phillips' first two picks were Zeke and Gurley. Yeah, imagine that last year. That's like getting overall pick number one and number three or four before people got scared by Le'Veon Bell. Devontae Freeman went next, then Mike Evans, then Aaron Jones, and Marlon Mack actually popped up into the second round. Bengal Ralph and Val just wanted to go ahead and grab their RB2s. Ralph already had Kamara, put Aaron Jones with him. Val already had Barkley, put Mack with him. And of course, Val then knows on the wraparound she can get whatever she wants at another position, started the third round with Godwin. The third round went Godwin, Mahomes. So Mahomes went lower than his recent ADP worldwide in our draft as he went 26th. But that just showed you how I have a lot of owners that value the wide receiver ones and making sure that they're not running back deficient at the top. Even if they think there's value at, say, running backs 14 through 28, it's still this, get yourself at least one running back, if not two. So Mahomes went, and look, Mahomes still was 60-plus points better than any other fantasy quarterback last year. It's still the quarterback position. You can wait until every other team in your league takes a quarterback, and you still may end up with Ben Roethlisberger or Phillip Rivers. But Mahomes went 26th overall in our draft, followed by Kerryon Johnson. Antonio Brown went 28th overall. Then Thielen at 29. Josh Jacobs up at 30. I was hoping he would fall to me. He did not. Then Carson went after that. That would have been another player I would have picked. So with both of those running backs gone, I actually stacked Dalvin Cook with Stephon Diggs, with Adam Thielen gone. I know from owning Kirk Cousins last year and owning Thielen last year that Diggs is still legit. Thielen and Diggs complement one another, kind of like Kelce and Tyreek Hill complement one another. Some would say I overpaid for Diggs, maybe a little bit. But I didn't see the value in taking any other wide receiver or running back in that spot. So I stacked Cook and Diggs. Sony Michel went next, then Amari Cooper. Granted, Cooper's got a little bit of a foot issue right now. And without Zeke, you wonder if Cooper is the focus of opposing defenses. Lockett then went with the 11th pick in the third round, and the last pick of the third round was Keenan Allen. Let me quickly run through rounds 4, 5, and 6, and that's enough for this podcast. 12-team standard, okay? Round 4 went Mark Ingram, Kenny Galladay, Derrick Henry. Melvin Gordon fell to the 4th round. Then I took Lindsey from Denver in the 4th round. I think he's very undervalued. I don't buy Royce Freeman's going to put a significant dent in what Lindsey did last year, and I still don't think the Broncos can throw the ball. I think Lindsey's their best offense. Fournette fell to the 4th round, went after Lindsey, then Brandon Cooks, then Zach Ertz, then Mike Williams of the Chargers, then Cooper Kupp, then Julian Edelman. It's great value. And then the insomnia that is George Kittle going at the end of the 4th round. 5th round started with Tyler Boyd, then Jarvis Landry, then Ridley, then Tevin Coleman, then T.Y. Hilton. Falling down to the 5th pick of the 5th round, which means he went, what overall? 48. 52nd overall. Prior to the Andrew Luck retirement announcement, I showed T.Y. Hilton in ADP at 30. So just using our draft as a sample, T.Y. Hilton fell, actually more than that, because he was 5th in the 5th round. He fell 23 spots because of the Andrew Luck retirement announcement. Woods went sixth in the fifth round, followed by Robbie Anderson. Then I had no plans to take a quarterback early, but I didn't like any of the value sitting there at five. I'm playing with a bunch of good owners. Nothing fell in my lap, so I took Deshaun Watson. I'll stack him with DeAndre Hopkins. Every time Watson throws a touchdown to Hopkins, it's a minimum 10 points before the yardage. Minimum. Then I started a bit of a run. Breeze went after Watson, then Geis, then Aaron Rodgers. Then Miles Sanders was the last pick of the fifth round. Sixth round went Josh Gordon, Allen Robinson, Russell Wilson, Duke Johnson. I got James White. I call him, he's basically, to me, the most undervalued running back in fantasy football. Alshon Jeffrey went next, then Dede Westbrook, then Carson Wentz, then Matt Ryan, then Phillip Rivers. Wow, I did really start a run on quarterbacks, didn't I? So when I took Deshaun Watson, only Mahomes had been taken in the first 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54. Okay, so in the first 55 picks, one quarterback went, Mahomes. Then I took Deshaun Watson 56th overall, and quarterbacks went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven of the next, hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 7 of the next 15 picks were quarterbacks. And you can even stretch that out further to 8 of the next 18 picks were quarterbacks, because Lamar Jackson was selected to start the seventh round. The remainder of the sixth round after Wentz, Ryan Rivers, Emmanuel Sanders, DJ Moore. Again, send me your fantasy football questions to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Every email is returned. Every email. Do not ask me a question on Twitter. Ask me one-on-one. Put your name on an email. Send it to me. Let's start a dialogue. I'm there for you. But I do it one-on-one. Not on Twitter. Not on social media. Email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I'll talk about the Ira Kaufman Hall of Fame Football League draft board and the Moneyball results and what's available to me to put together my team, even though I only had the first overall pick, in the next edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember to subscribe, and you'll always know. I had a gentleman via email say, hey, when does your podcast air, and what are the topics? Well, it's not a traditional radio show, so you don't need to ask either of those questions. It is a fantasy-intensive podcast that talks about whatever I feel is worthwhile for as long as I feel it's worthwhile, and I do it whenever I want. So if you subscribe, you'll always know when the next podcast is available. And the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms or the home base of JoeBucksFan.com. Thanks to JoeBucksFan.com, to Hooters, to Bill Curry Ford, and to everyone who came to the biggest controlled chaos draft event we've ever had last night. Thank you very much, and keep the emails coming in with all your draft questions, and we'll talk to you next time.